Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Wayne Cruz is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his 19th anniversary later this year. He's VP for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, author of the yearly report, which we've been covering almost since the beginning, 10,000 Commandments. It's all about the regulatory state, which has been abysmal for the last 8 years. 80% increase in, according to Gallup, 80% increase in regulations on small businesses in the last 8 years. And a number of other publications, and he's our good friend Wayne Cruz. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I think those gas station jobs are all gone. The fellow mailing the $2.
I know. I think you're right. Hey, yeah, that's from the jerk. That's a good one. So, all right, look. It turns out, apparently, Wayne, that President Trump has been listening to you and me in our conversations. Because been doing is almost exactly just a slight variation on the theme of what you and I have been recommending for 18 years, 19 years now.
Yeah, the big things he did, and he promised both. You remember when he spoke at the Detroit Economic Club last August?
Yep.
He said he wanted to put a moratorium in place on regulation. Well, he did that last week.
Boy, howdy, did he do that?
He
did that, and he went one step further.
He also took into account the guidance documents, too. And then this week, he did another executive order where he said for every regulation that comes in from an agency, they have to get rid of two.
Now, see, that's...
And in addition, it's also a regulatory budget because the order, when you read down further into the order, he says that now the director of OMB, by as yet not completely set up process, but the director of OMB is going to tell the agencies how much they can regulate in the new year, in the new coming fiscal year, and also that at least the year 2017, the agencies cannot impose any net new cost. It has to be zero net
right.
new cost coming from the agency.
So let's hold on to that. I want to come back. I want to come back to one of the things you just said, though. And this is the variation on the theme. See, as you know, Wayne, you and I have been talking about this, and my audience will remember, my proposal for years now, for almost decades, has been that every regulation should be have a 5-year sunset.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that if it can't be justified and reauthorized because it's so justified after 5 years, it has to go away. Well, in my opinion, a fast start to clean the house before you do what I just said is to say, okay, for every new regulation, you got to get rid of two. It'll get us to the same conclusion, but just in a different route. So that's the reason I say
right.
He's been listening to us, and he's got his own little Trump mark on it, which I'm okay with.
I'm okay with it, too. I was looking at some of the numbers of rules that had come out in 2016. Obama finished the year up with over 3,800 rules. That was 400 more than he had done in 2015. The Federal Register, where all of these rules are published every day, hit 97,110 pages.
Wow.
It was 15,000 pages longer than it had been in 2015.
Which
was already a record. So he beat his own record by 15,000 pages.
Wow.
And so naturally when Trump came in, and he put a moratorium in place, and he's put a freeze on the Obama rules, I noticed on Thursday of last week that the Federal Register was only 72 pages long. It was short in my life. It was almost a joke. I almost wanted to just print it out just to see how
well, see, this is what you're describing, folks. What Wayne is describing is what I mean when I talked about anti-business policies.
Right.
Those are anti-business policies. That kind of an assault on you and me, on because people don't put regulations in there for fourth grade teachers or for ministers. These regulations are assaults on businesses, on job creation.
Right.
And so when you have that kind of regulation, there's a direct connection with that and an economy that's been moribund for 8 years.
Absolutely, there is. Absolutely.
Hold on, I need the website. We're going to talk with some more. Go ahead, your website.
Oh, the website, we are CEI.org.
Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. And so check that out, folks. Quick break, right back with our good buddy Wayne Cruz. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.